This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Time now to talk about the upcoming weekend and fun and interesting things to do. As the holiday season approaches, we're focusing on some holiday-themed events. This week, Graham Wright joins us to share some of the season's musical traditions. Graham, of course, is the host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston. And Graham, always great to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Anthony.
So, Graham, there are some classical holiday performances that pop up in variations all over the city. We're listening to one of them. Which incarnations of Handel's Messiah are you looking forward to this year?
I couldn't begin any kind of discussion of holiday music without starting with the Messiah. And now this weekend, we've got Boston Baroque presenting their version of the Messiah at Jordan Hall.
So the Messiah has been around for over 250 years now. It's an oratorio. Remind us what that means exactly.
It's basically like an opera without sets and costumes. So, you know, there's a full chorus singing these elaborate numbers, and there's soloists, which may or may not be characters in some sort of drama. In the case of the Messiah, they aren't named characters.
Now, you mentioned Jordan Hall, smaller than Symphony Hall, great acoustics. They often feature chamber music. So Boston Baroque is a smaller ensemble. How does this change the music of the Messiah?
So Boston Baroque is, like Handel and Haydn Society, is a period instrument orchestra, which means they play on instruments that are built in the same style as those that were used 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And those instruments are not really made to project into huge spaces the way modern instruments are. So the way to enjoy them best is to be up close.
So Graham, you mentioned some of the singing. Let's talk about some of the featured soloists. Who are you looking forward most to hear?
As a baritone myself, I have to admit that I always look to see who the baritone is. And in this case, they have Andrew Garland.
So who else is featured in this performance?
So we have Mary Wilson as the soprano, and McMahon Quintero is the mezzo-soprano, and John McVeigh is the tenor.
That's Handel's Messiah, performed by Boston Baroque this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Okay, Graham, so that was one version of a beloved holiday favorite, and I understand you're excited about the many incarnations of yet another holiday staple.
That's right, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker.
All right, so many people are familiar with the Boston Ballet's annual performance of the Nutcracker, but what are the others that have really caught your eyes and ears this year?
In addition to Boston Ballet, we've got Jose Mateo, and again, a bit like what I was talking about with Boston Baroque, the Jose Mateo production is in a small space. They're in the Sanctuary Theater in Harvard Square, which only seats 100. This is going to be a chance to really be right up on top of the action and see everything that's going on, hearing the creaking boards and the clack of the feet. Another interesting production that's happening is at the Walnut Hill School, the high school for the arts out there in Natick, and it's not going to be a big budget, glitzy production like you might see with Boston Ballet, but it's going to feature some amazingly talented high school students who are almost certainly going to go on to great things. And then the last one for me to squeeze in here is the Urban Nutcracker. So Urban Nutcracker mixes in some of Tchaikovsky's music and traditional ballet, but also throws in a bit of hip-hop and flamenco, some contemporary tap dancing, and some 20th century jazz mixed in the score there too. So right now you're actually hearing Duke Ellington's Sugar Rum Cherry, which is a play on the Sugar Plum Fairy dance from Tchaikovsky's original work.
So Graham, that's three versions of the Nutcracker. I imagine there are many, many more. Is there a single source or of listings where you can find them all?
You can look at the Mayor's Holiday Special, which is a program organized by the City of Boston with Arts Boston to offer discount tickets, half-price tickets, to 70 of the region's most beloved holiday performances.
All right, and you can find more details about all of those variations of the Nutcracker as well as a link to the Mayor's Holiday Special on our website at radioboston.org. Okay, Graham, we've got time for one more suggestion, and this is the Lessons and Carol Service at Boston University's Marsh Chapel, and if I'm correct, this features a familiar voice, right?
You might say that. Full disclosure, I do sing in this choir, and I will be performing in this concert.
It's got a rich history that dates back to late 1800s. Tell us about it.
The first incarnation of this sort of service began in the 1880s as an effort to try and keep men out of pubs in the nights before Christmas. It really reached its codified state in 1918 at King's College in Cambridge. It's a mix of lessons, which are short readings of biblical passages, and these carols, which are sung by the choir but also by the congregation. It's one of my favorite services to either participate in as a performer or to be in the audience for, because there's lots of opportunity for singing some carols and favorite Christmas hymns, in addition to moments to just sit back and enjoy the choir. Right now, you're listening to Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day.
Well, that's the 39th annual service of lessons and carols at BU's March Chapel. You can attend Friday at 6 p.m. or a little over a week from now on Sunday, December 16th at 11 a.m. Among the singers, our own Graham Wright. Graham, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Graham Wright is the host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston. You can find all kinds of information about everything he was talking about at RadioBoston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.